This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations with revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
A very, very wonderful welcome to all your friends and brethren out there. I have a special message for my people and this generation. And it is all about God's salvation. Where is God's salvation today? See, where is God's salvation? Because from the look of things, we find that we have entered into a time and a period of stringent calamity. Time of great trouble. Time of great devastation and judgment of God. The text I'm using is the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. It says, God is a stronghold in times of trouble. Praise God, somebody. God is a stronghold in time of trouble. So I think this is just all what we have need of at this perilous time in which we have been taught. And I realize that people don't really understand what God's salvation is all about. Salvation is not about making success in business. Salvation is not about excelling in your educational career or the attainment of a university degree. It's not an academic issue. Salvation, it's not about having success in your marriage, your mental life. Salvation is not about all that. Salvation is not about miracle. Salvation is not about seeking prosperity. Because the whole human race is entrenched in materialism. Salvation is not about that. How can I find salvation? It is our urgent need at this perilous time. It's our urgent need. Salvation is not about prayer or fasting. No, that's not salvation. Now, we want to go to the Bible. We're going to tell us what salvation is all about. And where we can find this salvation? Where? The Bible says, God is our stronghold. In times of trouble, where can we find that stronghold? Now, let us go straight to Revelation chapter 7, verse 10.
Revelation 7, verse 10. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which seated upon the throne, and unto the Lamb.
The Bible says, salvation belongs to God that sits upon his throne. And God
reigneth.
Salvation belongs to God that sits upon his throne and unto the Lamb forever. Amen. So, friends and brethren, I want you to see, to understand where you want to seek your salvation. It belongs to God. And it's not just mere God, the God that sits upon his throne and unto the Lamb. So if you want salvation, you just have to look up, not down. Salvation is nowhere, anywhere under heaven. It says, upon the throne of God, salvation must come from above, not from human spirits, the waters. It must come from above.
Yes.
Salvation belongs to God and sits upon his throne. But we want to ask this question, no? Salvation. So salvation that comes from God is not salvation from hunger. It's not salvation from poverty. It's not from material blessing. And it's not salvation from sin. Christ has accomplished that some 2,000 years ago. Then sin found the world to be. Salvation is not from healing, from sickness, what I say, I must die in that sickness. That's not salvation. Salvation of God means escape. An escape from God's judgment. Escape. Escape from sudden destruction. Escape from this type of pandemic we talk about. Such terrible things that God has brought upon the world. That is salvation. You are successful. You are rich. You are not poor. That's not salvation. But I give you an example of God's salvation. In the Bible, Christ predicted in the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 26, it says, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was, come on, read it.
Luke 17:26, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. 27, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all.
All right, Christ is teaching us about what is implied by God's own salvation. The days of Noah were time and season. When God was bringing his judgment and devastation upon the dead world. So that's, I'm talking about what is God's salvation. So it's an escape or preservation from God's judgment, not escape from just road accident. See, road accident, people are escaping road accident, fire disaster. All this I don't. I'm talking about God's judgment. Right? So Christ by himself explained to us what is implied by salvation. So as men, God provided salvation by the hand of Noah from that devastation, when everything was destroyed, man, mansion, hills, mountains, but only those that took their abode in the ark of Noah that escaped destruction. So Christ says, so shall it be now. Now, what is that salvation in our time? Would you like to know?
Yes.
What is our salvation? What is the stronghold that God has provided for us? At this time, we have heard about Noah. God provided and said, Noah, go and build a boat made of gopher tree, gopher wood, other stuff. What is it that God has provided for us here? At this same time, I've said it time and clear, it's not religion, it's not church, it's not whatever. So what is it? What salvation is it that God has provided? The book of Revelation will help us at this time. Turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 12, verse 10.
Revelation 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Amen. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuse them before our God day and night.
Praise the God.
Our God reigneth.
This is the testimony of the holy angels. This is the testimony of the holy angels. See, now is salvation. Read one by one.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven.
He heard a loud voice because God must reveal where his salvation is. I said God must reveal.
Oh yes.
I'm not going to talk about salvation. So I'm saved. Saved from where? Is it from destruction? Is it from the vengeance of God? Like in days of Noah? So now the Bible is teaching and telling us, revealing to us, where that salvation is. Yes, it says now is salvation. Say that now.
Now is salvation.
See, that's time for everything like I've said.
Yes.
Salvation has not been existed anywhere in the world. But now as I speak, I am not only.
Yes.
I am the other comforter.
Yes.
I'm out to tell you where to find your comfort. See, now is salvation. Yes.
And strength. And the kingdom of our God.
Yes, and strength. What do you mean by strength? It's so strength of the inner soul. Because everybody's afraid, everybody's timid. There's fear here, fear of this. But when you understand God's salvation, you have strength of the soul. Of course, you've not been wandering anywhere or running helter-skelter. Yes?
And the kingdom of our God.
He's talking about where you can find salvation. He said, and the kingdom of our God, say that now.
And the kingdom of our God.
Yes, where God says his salvation abides. Yes?
And the power of his Christ.
And the power of his Christ. Write it down. I want you to write it down. It is the Bible revealing to us where what is meant by God's salvation. It's the Bible that is talking about where you can find God's salvation. And the Bible is not directing us to go and pray, but to go and fast. It says, salvation is come. So for you to know, the salvation we're talking about has come, and now is salvation. Then it said, and the kingdom of our God, which means the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth, is the very salvation which God has now established on earth.
Oh, yes.
And God in it.
Really?
The Bible says, now it's called, not it will come. Now, it's talking about salvation. And specifically, the Bible says, and the kingdom of our God. Oh,
yes.
That interprets that. The salvation is not in any religion.
Okay.
If you even you go all over the world to gather all religions together, you call it whatever name, I tell you today there's no salvation there.
Oh, yes.
Call it whatever you like. You call it a pandemic, you call it a one world religion, you call it a new humanism. I say salvation belongs to God. And his kingdom of our God. So if anybody has need of God's salvation, I'm talking about God's salvation.
Yes.
I'm talking about God's salvation.
Oh, yes.
The God of heaven has provided it. He says, kingdom of God, it's kingdom of our God. Number two. And
the power of his Christ.
Power of his Christ. Praise God.
Watch out for the concluding part of this message in our next episode.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle @kaimholythrone.